First of all, why did you pursue the opportunity here in North Ridgeville?
I pursued this opportunity based on some information that I had from some local colleagues about the growth and potential that this community and school system faces. And while that's scary to some, it's also really exciting. And thus far, I think we're in a really great spot to look at what education will look like here in North Ridgeville in the future. And I am excited to be part of what that will be.
Your appointment came some time back. What do you do or what do you think? What's your process from that point to actually sitting down at the desk and, hey, I'm superintendent?
The most important thing between that time and now was meeting people, building relationships, and understanding who all of the great people of this community are. Now, clearly, there's a lot to do still. But as far as the school community, I've been able to meet all of the administrators, all of the team that I would be working with on a day-to-day basis, many of the community members, many of the teaching staff, and also many of the students. So that was my focus for the time where I was appointed till now, was really getting in, meeting people, building relationships, and continuing that as I sit in the seat.
Sometimes people think it's summertime, school's out, not a lot going on, kids are home. But superintendents I've talked to through the years say this is a really busy time. What's going on here now?
It really is probably the busiest time for central office staff, mainly hiring. Hiring has been a huge part of the summer, and I could say back through March. We've been focusing on getting new staff in place. Again, with the growth that this community and school system is seeing, it's critical that we have the appropriate number of staff members in place. We also have been meeting weekly with cabinet members to look at upcoming potential in terms of professional development opportunities for our staff for the upcoming school year. I've been busy writing letters and getting ready for the opening of school. We have an opening meeting next week with our admin team and coordinating those people who will come in and speak and provide professional development to those administrators, as well as for the first day of school when all staff will report, really takes a lot of coordination from a lot of people. But truly, the HR hiring process is what occurs over summer and really takes a bulk of time.
I know some school systems have sort of like a kickoff event, a convocation, kind of like a rah, rah, let's go to it kind of thing. What do you have planned?
Well, it will be unveiled this week, but we are doing a big event on the first day back for staff, which is the 27th of August, and we will have a speaker that has been known in this school system in the past. Will come and support the new branding of North Ridgeville, which will be a new mission, a new vision, new supporting goals, and really all surrounding the Ranger Strong concept and what this district has been promoting for the past few years. And really the idea of promises made and commitments made to the city and to the school and our students, which of course is why we're all here. So the entire morning will focus on that. There'll be some breakfast and lunch and time for us to get to know one another, as well as a guest speaker that will be brought in, and he'll have a meet and greet as well. And we're going to involve some kids this year, which I am really excited about.
Is there anything special or unusual maybe you've learned over the past couple of weeks, past couple of months since you were appointed to this position about this school system or this community?
Nothing unusual. As I'm sure everybody knows, the idea of going from any school system to the next or any job to the next job is a learning curve, and certain groups do things differently than the last, and that's okay. It's just a matter of learning what that is and what the differences are and what I need to do in order to support that moving forward. I think the surprise for me has been the commitment that this community has made to the schools and the ongoing idea that we need to continue to build for the future, continue to educate our students in the most appropriate way, and really be on the cutting edge of technology and all of those great things that are out there for kids, and teaching them how to use tools appropriately and also learn in the process and have fun.
And how important are parents in that process?
You know, it takes a village. You've heard that before, and parents are critical. But the reality is we have students captive for 7-8 hours a day, and my concern is what are we doing with those students when they are here with us? Now, of course, we want to do what we can to support our families and support our students in every single way that we can, and that's why we're here. But parents absolutely play an important role in the students and supporting what they do at home, and also supporting us as a school system and supporting us as a community. And, you know, the school is the most important thing in a community. And if it's not supported, you know, we could be in trouble. But I don't think that that's the case here. And from what I've learned, and I said it before, that's been special to me, is seeing how committed this community is to this school system. And I look forward to growing that moving forward.